Simon Tani Hesiv Beis. Beit Zashin is Bashla B'mayim B'kederich Eleves. If an egg is cooked in water in a milchiga pot, Mutu Lase Soysa B'techa Tarnigoylis. One is permitted to then place it inside of a chicken and cook it inside the chicken. Afilu L'chadchila. One could even do this L'chadchila. Again, this is the Mechaber Shita. The Napernat is Mutter L'chadchila. A napernat of milchigs is mutal chatchil to eat with flesh eggs or vice versa. Avalim is bashla bekadeir in baser. However, if the egg was placed, let's say, into a cholent together with meat, vafilu beklipa, even if the egg remains inside its shell, also lochel bekutach, it would be forbidden to eat it with kutach. Now, there's a discussion over here whether the mechaber shita does the mechaber permit even being goyrim napernat lechatchila or not. Meaning, is the Mechaber only talking about if you cooked the egg already in milchiga pot that you're allowed to place it into a chicken? Or can one even lechatchila go about cooking the egg in a milchiga pot, amanas, having in mind that they're going to place it into a chicken? Now the Shach says over here that even according to the Mechaber, the Shach says, afilu ha-mechaber v'siyosai, you're not allowed to be goyrim naparnat lechatchila. The truth is, in the Berak HaBayis of the Mechaber, there's a mashmos over there that it's mutter even lechatchila, that one can be garim nabarnat lechatchila. However, the Shach in his Pirush HaOruch on the Beis Yosef, in the HaOruch LeShach, he says that even though the Berak HaBayis, first he questions what the Berak HaBayis, if the Berak HaBayis has the right to disagree with the Smak and the other Rishonim, that the Beis Yosef himself had brought the same furish that one is not allowed to be goyrim and naparnat lechatchila. And he says, even in the way that the Mechaber is disagreeing, it's not muchrach that he even disagrees fully. Because the case that they're talking about was to eat it with a tavshel shel basar. That's the lashon of the smak, or rather the Rabbi Yerucham was talking about a tavshel shel basar. So he says, maybe the Mechaber who permitted cooking milchigs to eat amanas, to eat with fleshigs, was always talking about if you cook in a milchig pot, with it having in mind that you're going to eat it together with a tavshel shel basar, which would be like a potato that was cooked together with the meat, but not to eat it with the meat itself. Maybe with the meat itself, even the Mechaber would hold that one may not do, and he thinks that that's even more mistaber, is that that the Mechaber would not have allowed that. In fact, he questions why even with the potato the Mechaber is being mekel. Okay, but that much the Mechaber seems to yes say. But beyond that, the Shach says that even for Sfaradim who follow the Mechaber, one may not be mekel. What about to cook it in a fleshig pot, amanas, to eat it in a milchig pot, lechatchila, can one do that? So that seems to be even more kal, and the Prichodesh says, in fact, that one can, that according to the for Sfaradim, they would be allowed to do that. They can cook in a fleshig pot, amanas, to eat it in a milchig pot. However, we'll see that the others, the Prima Gadim and the Mashmos of the Achrayim, is that one, that for Ashkenazim, one may not do that. That's also considered being Gurim and Naparnat Lechatchila. When we get into Shita Surama, we'll see more about that. Now, this case of the egg. So now, the Chavis Das that we spoke at last time says that, so Chavis Das holds that if it's a Bishal Bevas Achas, it's not considered a Naparnat. So if I cook meat in a pot, and let's say I submerge into it a bottle, and the bottle is completely enclosed, but there's part of a formula in that bottle. So the question is, what happens to that part of a formula? Does that become a naparnat now, or is that part of a formula now become fleshig? So the Chavis Das said that when you have a bishul bevasachas, so even though on one side of the glass is fleshigs, on the other side of the glass is the parva formula. That parva formula, according to the Chavis Das, now became fleshigs. It's not considered an aparnat. So now the question was, we discussed it a little bit last time, what is the story now with this chicken egg? From this halacha, which really comes from a Rajba, it sounds as though The reason why we're machmir not to consider this egg to be a naparnat is because we say that there are holes. The Rashi says that there are holes inside of the klipa of an egg. And the Rashi brings a proof to this. If you soak the egg in dye, you'll see that the dye goes straight through and discolors the egg. So you see that the eggshell is porous. But otherwise, if not for the fact that the eggshell is porous, it's mashma from the Rashba that it would have been considered a naparnat, and that is in fact how the Prima Gadim learns. The Prima Gadim over here says that this egg, if not for the fact that it was porous, would have been considered a naparnat, even though we're talking about naparnat a bishul b'vasachas. This is very similar. This egg is very similar to the case of the bottle. So the Chavis Das, the truth is he's aware of this, and he explains that there would be a havamina that an egg would be better than a kli, and it wouldn't allow any blias of fleishigs to go through. Even though a kli allows blias to pass through, there'd be a havamina by eggs that they're special that they don't allow, and that's because of the din of if you have an egg of an avela. That we say it has the tzir of it is just maya ba'alma and it doesn't aser, and you would have attributed that to the din of you would have thought that the reason why it doesn't aser isn't because of this fancy din of tzir, but you would have thought it had to do with the fact that the egg stops the blias from traveling through. According to Chavis Das, really there is no chiddush in naparnat in this case. The chiddush is just simply I would have made a mistake in understanding how eggshells work. Kamash Malan, that eggshells are really the same as any other kli. And Echanami, it's not considered in this case a naparnat. Just like by any kli, it wouldn't be considered a naparnat. Okay. Now, again, there are those that disagree with this, Chavis Das, and Pasha's reading of this Rashba is perhaps more mistaber like the Prima Gadim, it's not so Pasha, but others do learn, like the Rekiv Eger says a similar pshat to the Chavis Das, so it is something to be taken into consideration, the Shita of the Chavis Das. Okay, now we start the Shita of the Rama. Haga, v'yesh mechmirim b'tzliu bishol la'aser naisin tam bar naisin tam. There are those who are machmir both by tzli and by bishol that they do aser not bar not. That's again the shita of the Rivan that we've discussed in the past. The Rivan holds that only if it's dogiv sha'olu b'kairi shol basar, that's the only time that it's mutter. But if it's nispashal, if it's cooked together, or if it's tzli, then that would not be an aparnat. You would have to have three nesinas tams in order to be mutter. Two is not sufficient. However, the Rama concludes, v'haminig la'asur l'chatchila u'bidyeved mutter b'kolinyin. Both by bishul and by tzli, we are machmir l'chatchila, though we do not eat it with, an aparnat, let's say, fleishigs, we would not eat with milchigs, or an aparnat of milchigs, we would not eat with fleishigs. However, b'dyeved is mutter b'kolinyin. If they fell into our pot and got cooked together, so then we would not ask for that food. But yeah, we consider it to be parav. Now the Shach, though, and many other Achrayim, the Bach and a whole list of Achrayim, they are machmer like the Shita of the Marshal, that dafka by Bishul were makel b'dyavid. And that's because Bishul has a tzad that it's like three nesinas tams, because there's water involved too. So the fish, let's say, that got cooked in the water, that's like a third nesinas tam. There was one nesinas tam into the pot, and the second nesinas tam for the pot into the water. Now from the water into the fish, that's like a third nesinas tam. The mele were mekel by bishul, but by tzli they are machmir afilu b'dyavid. However, the Rama is mekel. The Rama, like we just mentioned, is mekel even by tzli. Okay, v'dafka le'echol imchol of abasar atzmai. However, that which we say that the minig is to be machmir, that's only regarding eating it together with meat or milk. Aval litnan b'kli shalahem mutter l'chadchila. But if you just want to eat it out of a, let's say it was something milchigs was cooked let's say you cooked an egg in a milchiger pot, and now you want to eat that egg in a flay sugar bowl, that is mutter l'chatchila. We're not machmer l'gabe the kelim. We're only machmer not to eat it with the meat itself. Another way to look at it is the bliyas that go out from it into the next item would already be many, many knots away. So that egg, let's say, if it goes into a flay sugar bowl, it would now give a third nesinas tam into the bowl, and the next time I use that bowl, I will end up with a fourth nesinas tam into my food. Such a rachuk tikka case, so many knots away, we're no longer are concerned. So therefore, to the bowl, even if it writes to the bowl is fine. V'chein nagu. And that is the minig. V'chein im loy nizbashlu ay nitzlu tchila rak olu beklisha basar. What happens if it wasn't cooked, or it wasn't roasted, but rather it was just olu? So that's the case of the Gemara, of dogim sha'olu be'kaira shal basar mutalach l'bekutach. So that can't really have a machlekes Rishonim about, that's a Mefarshim Gemara. So, if it's Olu, the Klishal Basar Mutalachlam im Chalav Atzmai v'chein lehefech. So that would be then permitted. Again, it's not necessarily Mutter Lechatchila to go Amanas, to do this Amanas Kain, meaning one shouldn't place the fish on the Fleishiga Kli intending to then eat it with Kutach, but if one did, it is now 100% permissible to eat it with Kutach. Or if the kli that I cooked in, let's say I cooked the egg in a flay sugar kli, but the kli was an eina ben yaymai, so it's nice and tam lefgam, right? Shelo haya ben yaymai. So then noigim hetel chatchil lochla mim ha min hasheni. Then the minig is I could eat it with the min hasheni because the fleishig is his bottle, so forget dal bihachi, then the nice in tam by nice in tam. Anyways, it is ein ben yaymai, so it's nice, right? So it's nice in tam of gam, and therefore it's bottle. Again, lechatchila, even if it's nice in tam of gam, one may not do that. Amanas kain, one can't cook the egg in a milchaga ein ben yaymai kli, intending to eat it with fleishig. That's also considered being mevatel isa lechatchila. But if one did, or let's say not intending so, they did it anyway, they intended to eat it with milk eggs, and they had a change in plans, and now they had these eggs here, and they want to eat it with the flesh eggs. So since the pot was ein ben yomai, that's mutter now to do. The kol zeh kesha meichel ein davar charif. But that's all provided that the food is not a davar charif. Let's say it wasn't peppers or something. Avalam haya davar charif, going shebishlu dvarim charifim beklisha basar. However, if you cooked a spicy item in a kli, in a fleishika kli, afilu ainu ben yaymai, even if the kli had not been used in 24 hours. Oy, shedachu tavlin b'maduach shal basar, or he ground up spices in a fleishika mill, im achlu b'chalav, oyser afilu b'diavid. So then, if he places it with milk, that would be oser even b'diavid ad ikashishim, unless you have 60 times the spices. Now, even though normally we say spices are vidal the time and they're not afilu ba'elef loy bottle, here, because the spices themselves are heter, they just have tam from the fleishigs, so they're not more chomer than the fleishigs that gave them the tam. And since that amount of fleishigs that was balua in them would be bottle b'shishim, therefore these spices too are bottle b'shishim. Okay, so all you need is adika shishim neged habasar habalua behem. Now, how do you know how much meat is balua? So you have to cheshbon how much. You have to cheshbon how we cheshbon bekulay. We cheshbon all the width of the kli. So the entire volume of the kli, we look at it as though it's absorbed with tam of basar, and all that tam went into the spices. And therefore, if the kelim, let's say, had a volume of 4 kazesim, and I now chopped up in them 10 kazesim of spices, so the maximum amount of bliya could be 4 kazesim. So even though I have 10 kazesim of spices, those 10 kazesim of spices only contain 4 kazesim of basar. Umikol makayim loy mikri meichel davar charef mishum ma'at tavlin shabai, rakim kulay hu davar charef v'ruba kekulay. Okay, now when you cheshbon, though, what's considered a davar charef, if you have other things mixed in, so you go basar raiv, you go basar, either literally the raiv or figuratively, what gives the raiv tam over here? Is this thing still considered to be davar charif. But if you, like the Rishonim talk about, where if you mix together peppers and eggs, and now it's no longer, it might be a little bit, you know, still you could taste the pepper in there, but it's not so charif anymore. So then, even though there are still pieces of pepper that are being ground in together with the rest of the vegetables, with the rest of the eggs, that would not be considered a charif anymore. And even though it's ground up in the mill, it would not make it fleishig, because we would go busted the right. Even though you'd say, well, that one kernel of pepper, when it got ground up, why don't we look at it by itself and say it is a davar charif on its own? If it took away all the eggs, it would be charif. We don't say that. We look at the whole mixture in its entirety, and since the entire mixture, the way it would be eaten, would not be charif, so therefore that one pepper ball mixed in is not considered charif with it either. So that's the end of the Ramah.